Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and this is the interview show for WPPluginsA2Z.com. And with me today, I have Troy Dean from WPElevation.com, who's here to talk to us about the White Label CMS plugin, their video user manuals, and WP Elevation a bit. The White Label CMS plugin is one that I reviewed in episode 389 of WPPluginsA2Z.com. So if you haven't checked it out, go check out that episode. And welcome to the show, Troy.
Oh, thank you, John. Thanks for having us. And I must say, that's a very, very exciting intro. And I hope I can live up to the expectations and that kind of enthusiasm.
Oh, I'm absolutely certain you will. Not a problem. So what we're talking about first here is the White Label CMS plugin. I gave it a pretty decent review, a four-star review back in episode 389, and I don't remember what I talked about on it now, because that's, you know, 12 episodes past now. And tell me a little bit about White Label CMS, what it does for everyone.
Sure. So wind back to about 2008 when we started building websites for clients, and back in, you know, WordPress 2.2, I think it was, around about then, one of the first things that happened is you'd hand over a website to a client and they'd log in, and even if you were sitting with them doing an in-person training session, you'd immediately tell them when they logged in, you'd immediately say, well, first of all, you'd go to the login screen and they'd say, oh, what's this WordPress? What is that? And they'd say, well, don't worry about that. That's just the software that your website's built on. So instantly you have to have an unnecessary conversation there.
Right.
And then you log into the dashboard and they're like, and the first thing it says, right, now ignore everything you see and just go here to pages or posts. And that became tiresome after a while, so we built a plugin which basically allows you to rebrand and remove most of the stuff that your clients don't need to see. Now, I do need to make this distinction. We called it White Label CMS because that's what it does. It allows you to white label WordPress. But by no means are we trying to pretend that we're not using WordPress. We're just removing things like links to the WordPress development blog, links to, you know, upcoming WordPress meetups, because most of our clients don't need to see that. And if they do see it, it's just going to confuse them. So we basically built this to help improve and streamline our own training process when we handed over websites to clients.
Right. Yeah, I ran into that problem. I used a couple of different white labeling systems over the years to eliminate the grief from my clients when I'd hand over a website after development. Mm. And you have to answer all those questions. What is all this news and this and that? And say, don't worry about it. It's not important. I've actually had a few clients where I have to bring it all the way down to just a couple of menu items. So tell us, does this bring down to limited menu items to show for your clients?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so one of the first things we did is we built profiles. So we said, okay, is your client going to blog? And if you tick no, we just remove the posts and the comments menu items altogether. One of the things we also recommend is that we only ever give our clients editor access to WordPress. We never give them admin access. Yeah. So by default, they're not able to access the appearance menu, for example. But there might be something in the appearance menu that you might want them to access, like the menus section. So there's granular level where you can remove menu sections from the sidebar, but you can just give them access to one item within that menu because they might need access to that. So there is granular access there based on the kind of website that your client has.
Well, that's very useful. Mm. I like the way that works.
Yeah. One of the other things we did, which I was one of the very first decisions we made, which I think has been a killer feature for us over the years, is the ability to remove the panels from the dashboard, but then add your own panel. So our workflow is we hand over a website to a client, they log in, there are essentially three panels on the dashboard. There is a welcome video, which we made once. It was just a very generic welcome video that says, hi there, welcome to your new website. The first thing you want to do is, this is the dashboard. The first thing you want to do is go over to the menu here and choose the videos section. And there's a whole bunch of video tutorials in there which show you how to build the web, how to use your website. And that's, of course, the video user manuals plugin, which we can talk about later. The second panel is an RSS feed from our blog. So every time they log in, the latest blog post posts from our blog are there right in front of them, and we use that blog to basically educate them about digital marketing, which leads to further consulting work.
Right.
And the third panel is their Google Analytics, so they can get a snapshot of and hopefully that confuses them enough that they pick up the phone and call us and say, what does this mean and how do we make it better, which of course leads to more consulting work.
Absolutely. Now, I don't recall seeing a bit about the panels in here, so let me ask you a quick question about these panels. Say, for instance, could a developer who has specialized training videos put into those panels their own link to their own set of specialized training videos for their client?
Yeah, 100%. So there's a couple of things. If you use this in conjunction with the Video User Manuals plugin, you can actually add a whole bunch of your own videos to the Video User Manuals plugin, and it looks like it's kind of a native part of that plugin. So, for example, if you had a custom post type and you made some videos that showed the client how to update that custom post type, you could add that to the Video User Manuals plugin. Or you can just add, you could add a Vimeo playlist or a YouTube playlist, because the custom panels that you can install in White Label CMS allow you to just use raw HTML. So you can basically stick whatever you like in there.
Nice.
Now on top of that, the latest version of White Label CMS actually allows you to replace the entire dashboard with a custom page that you've built in either Beaver Builder or Elementor. So you can build a beautiful custom landing page which, you know, highlights your other services, your training, some live events that you might be running, or whatever it is. You can build a custom landing page that you can use to replace, and of course build that in Elementor or Beaver Builder, very easy drag and drop page builders, and then replace the entire dashboard with that page. And that's a new feature that's in the latest version of the White Label CMS plugin.
And this featured page here, is this something that you host on your website that is just fed into theirs? Is that what it is? Or is it something inside their site?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that. Okay. I believe so.
Okay,
I think so.
Well, the reason I asked there is, like, if you do this on your site, you'd build up a custom page, and you have a page that's like labeled that this is the one that goes to all my clients' dashboards that you can update and change as the information updates and changes, and then it's just instantly on all their sites. That's actually a massively useful feature for developers.
That's right. I think that's the way it works. And don't quote me on that, because you know someone will slap me for getting it wrong. But I do believe
it just sounds like it does work that way. But
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's actually quite excellent. That makes me want to use the plugin even more than I had been.
Excellent.
Just for the fact that I can get into my client's face to remind them of everything I do. Nothing worse than your clients forgetting the stuff you do, and they contact you later and they hired somebody else to do something that you do.
Yeah, exactly. How frustrating is that? What do you mean you just had some email templates designed? We do that. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's the sort of thing. Yeah, I run into that regularly. Okay, well, tell us a bit about what are the video user manuals. You mentioned them briefly about bringing them into the dashboard area here of the White Label CMS. So what are the video user manuals? What is this?
So again, way back when we started building websites for clients, the first problem that we came across was it's a bit of a learning curve if you've never used WordPress. Mm-hmm. And so I sat down and trained my first client how to use WordPress, and it took about 3 hours, and I thought, well, that was fun, but I don't want to do that again. So I locked myself in my room and wrote a 100-page Word doc and took about 85 screenshots of everything an editor could do in WordPress. And I saved that as a PDF, and I sent it up to my buddy in Sydney and said, hey, I'm going to give this to clients as a training manual. Let me know what you think. And he rang me straight away and he said, dude, this is awesome. We need to make this into videos, and we should make it a plugin, and we should sell it to other WordPress developers because it's really helpful. And I said, okay, well, I don't know how to build a plugin. He said, well, I'll build the plugin, you make the videos. And so we launched that in 2007, 2008, and it's a really nice, in fact, we did that first, and then my business partner, Brian, had the idea of launching the White Label CMS plugin as a freebie, basically as a taste tester of what we're all about. And so the Video User Manuals plugin now has about, over 80 videos that cover everything an editor can do in WordPress. We also cover WooCommerce, Gravity Forms, Google Analytics, courtesy of our friend Justin Catroni at Google. He basically allowed us to use all of his Google Analytics training videos.
Nice.
We also cover Beaver Builder. We are in the midst of making the Elementor videos, which will be included very shortly. I want to say there's one other plugin that we cover, but I can't remember off the top of my head. We update those videos every time WordPress gets updated. Oh, also Gutenberg, of course. We made a whole bunch of videos for Gutenberg. So every time WordPress gets updated or any of those plugins get updated, we update those videos so that when your client logs in, they've always got the most recent versions of the videos in their dashboard, which basically means your support now, your role as support becomes a librarian. You just say, yep, no worries, I can help you fix that problem. Just go here, watch this video, and there it is. And it's a way of leveraging your skills rather than having to have the same conversation over and over again with different clients, which we know is not profitable. So we just thought, let's have the conversation once, leverage it by turning it into videos, and then allowing clients to access those videos in like a do-it-yourself vending machine style.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. All right. So those are excellent. I haven't checked out the videos here for that yet, but I'll see how it compares against another video library I've been using for quite a long time. Because there's quite a few out there. I started once to create my own set of videos, then I tripped across all these people that already done it, and I said, why am I killing myself here?
That's right.
It's like, why am I trying to reinvent the wheel? Let's just use this one, pay them a small fee, and I can leverage that fee into more work.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so tell us a little bit about WP Elevation. What is WP Elevation?
So it's funny how business evolves. We started basically having a conversation with all of our video user manuals customers back in 2012 and said, you know, we had about 8,500 people on our email list. And so what happened is they were downloading the White Label CMS plugin. They were signing up for a free ebook called Better WordPress for Clients, where we were helping them kind of make WordPress a better experience for clients. And then we were selling the video user manuals plugin on the back end of that. And about 8,500 people had signed up to the email list, and about 1,000 people had bought the plugin at that stage. And we said, okay, what's going on with the rest of them? Like, why haven't they bought the plugin? I'm just curious. So we emailed them and very nervously and said, how can we help? What is it that you guys need? It's okay that you haven't bought the plugin. We're not going to freak out or anything, but we're just curious as to like, what, you know, what, why it wasn't a good fit. And over, I clearly remember I had 451 responses in my email inbox because I'd sent it out and put my own email as the reply. So my Gmail blew up. And everyone was basically saying, you know, I'd love to buy the Video User Manuals plugin, and I'd love to get a developer license of Yoast. Oh, Yoast is the other plugin we cover in the Video User Manuals, by the way. I'd love to buy all this stuff, but I just don't have enough clients, man. Like, and the clients I do have, they're only paying me $500, and then they take ages to give me the content. And all these common questions kept coming up. These are questions and problems that we'd already solved in our own agency. Mm-hmm. So I decided to start coaching these guys just over Skype and over email just to see if I could solve their problems. And then it became very apparent very quickly that what they wanted was they wanted regular coaching, and they wanted business training, and they wanted a community. They wanted to connect with other WordPress developers who were in a similar space. So WP Elevation was born in the middle of 2013, mm-hmm. and it's an online business coaching program for WordPress developers and small agencies.
Nice.
It's been going for over 5.5 years now, and it's incredible. I would never have believed it could have grown into something as amazing as it is today. And in fact, in a couple of weeks, in the middle of February, we're flying out to Santa Monica to run a live event for a bunch of our customers.
Oh, so, nice! You'll be on my coast then.
Yeah,
exactly. A little south, but on my coast.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like all three of them work together very well, although they can be used in a little bit separately. I do like how the white label and the video user manuals tie together. That's quite nice in how you can tie those two together for really benefiting your clients.
Yeah, it's a nice fit. It's a kind of a natural next step. If you use the white label CMS plugin, it becomes pretty obvious then that you should have the video user manuals plugin, because again, it just prevents you having to have the same conversation over and over again. So everything we've done is really to scratch our own itch, is to say, okay, well, this is a problem. This is something that keeps happening. Let's build something to fix it, and then let's just go to the WordPress community and say, hey, is this useful? And if we can provide it at low cost or free, we do. Like the White Label CMS plugin, obviously the video user manuals plugin, there is a fee because there's a lot of work that's updating.
A lot of work goes into those. So there's nothing wrong with paying a fee for something. The idea is to recover that fee. That's the whole part of business.
Yeah, and we do have a lot of customers that actually use the video user manuals plugin as part of their sales pitch, which helps them differentiate.
Absolutely. All right, well, thanks a lot for your time, Troy. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find out more information about you and your plugins?
Yeah, wpelevation.com is the blog. We also have a very active YouTube channel. If you just go to wpelevation.com/YouTube, that will get you there. And we have a live stream, Facebook live stream, that goes out every Monday afternoon, American time, and that's at wpelevation.com/Facebook. It's a show called Silence is Golden. It's a video live stream show where we talk about running a WordPress consulting business, so they're probably the best places to come and say good day.
Oh, excellent. Well, thanks a lot for your time, Troy, and I really appreciate you taking the time out to appear on the WP Plugins A to Z interview show, and don't run off on me. So
appreciate you having me on the show. Thanks, John.
All right, that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye. I'll let my lady take us out of here.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.